KVOE, live and local. 1400 AM, 96.9 FM presents In the Garden with K-State Extension horticulturalist Travis Carmichael.
And welcome to another edition of In the Garden on KVOE. Ron Thomas hosting today, Travis Carmichael in the house. To field your questions at 342-5863, 342-KVOE. Our program brought to you, as it is every week, by the Emporia Farmers Market. Join them downtown every Saturday, May through October, and Wednesdays, June through September. So, yeah, the Wednesdays farmers markets are not that far away. But again, join them this Saturday beginning at 8 a.m. at the Farmers Market parking lot. Also by Waters Hardware for everything from home to garden. They have it. The team at Waters Hardware has you covered, and they are open 7 days a week at 2727 West Highway 50. And by Judy Turner, Farm and Home Real Estate. For all of your real estate needs, buying or selling, contact Judy Turner, Farm and Home Real Estate, 344-6165. Good morning, Travis.
Morning, Ron.
How are you?
I'm good, and how are you?
Doing good. Yeah, just about ready to head into the Memorial Day holiday weekend.
We are. It's crazy it's that time already.
I know, as we, I guess, the unofficial start to summer, huh?
Yes, yes. I'm okay. I'm ready for it, though.
Well, we have had some warm weather, although, you know, yesterday was a really a nice day in the 70s.
And it was. It was beautiful.
I could take those every single day. Not bad out there today, either.
No, I've spent some time out there this morning, so it's been great. So, yeah. This weather is fantastic, and we've had some timely rains. Saw the update to the drought monitor. Most of the eastern part of Kansas is finally got the dryness kind of taken care of, but it's not very far away either. So, yeah. Wish the rest of the state could catch a break too. But
yeah, boy, out in western Kansas, they're still
it's really dry. Man. And then there's like one spot out in western, closer, I think, towards Garden City that way. That's the red. So exceptionally dry and drought. So. Yeah, it's dry out west, so let's hope they get they need a relief too. So
yeah, well, and we're inching closer too to the big garden tour coming up here, huh?
We are.
Yeah,
we are June 8th. So that just around the corner.
It is near here.
It is. So yeah, there's a lot of things going on that day, but hopefully everyone can come by the garden tour and before all the other activities kick off. So.
You got a great location. Yeah, I tell you what, there's not really not a weekend where there's not.
I know.
Like a bunch of stuff
there
going
is.
On.
So, but yeah, we have five great locations. They're lookers. Is that we need to come out and check them out. Let me tell you, we got to go through them some more the other day, and they're all spectacular. So
when Travis says they are lookers, folks, that means something big right there.
Yes. So yes.
Make sure you can carve out some time on the morning of June 8th?
June 8th, okay. From 8 to noon.
And the cost is?
$5. You can buy them in advance at the Extension office or through any Lyon County Master Gardener, or you can purchase them the day of the tour at any of our locations.
All right. Well, let's get to today's program again, 342-5863, 342-KVOE, to get your questions in to Travis here every week on In the Garden. And, you know, a topic we're going to kick off is really something that's happening pretty much nationwide here, across the country anyway, and that's the cicadas. And there are a lot of them this year.
There are, depending on where you're at within the United States. So, it's kind of been in the news, and the reason why it's been in the news is we're seeing the emergence of the 13 and 17-year cicadas. Now, these are what we call periodical, so they happen in a cycle. Mm-hmm. So until they emerge, they've spent the last 13 or 17 years living in the soil as young, feeding on roots. Then they pupate, and then a change into the adult. So, so they've been doing things. They just ain't sitting there waiting. they've been eating and growing.
They've been
now
active.
Now they fully have changed to where then they have wings and can fly, and now they're on their, it's mating season, essentially. That's okay. What they're after. Once they emerge, they're not really out to eat or anything. They're basically there to annoy us with the sound.
With the sound, yep.
Because they're after one thing to mate, so then they can start the whole cycle all over again. So these two, what they do is they put kind of regions of the United States into broods, they call them. And so this year we're seeing brood 13 and brood 19 emerge together and kind of adjacent. So that's why it's been big into the news, because some of the states that these broods land in kind of overlap. For us, the closest it's going to get is Missouri.
Yeah.
So some of our Kansas City friends may be seeing the emergence of this. Us, not really. We're probably just, you know, if you've been listening to the news, we really haven't heard much for cicadas, because really they're starting to emerge. It's going to be something that's bugging them now and through the 4th of July, and then all of a sudden it will kind of die out. So that's kind of why this is historic, is they're two large groups. They are very close adjacent together, and then we're having one of those years where the 13 is overlapping of the 17, which really hasn't happened together since about 1803. So
a long time ago.
So for us, though, we will still have what we call our annual cicadas. Those are the ones we hear every year. They're going to emerge, whatnot. For us, though, we have about 8 years to prepare ourselves for the next cycle. That's when we will see, for us, our brood that normally lives in this region will emerge in about 8 years. So 2032 is when that cycle will hit for us to have a little bit bigger emergence.
So we'll have two breeds of that
during that year? We'll have the annual, and we'll have the 13-year emergence. Yeah. I'm trying to do the math in my head. Because 2015 was the last time we had our periodical emergence.
Okay.
It won't happen again until 2032 for us. So that is our cycle. So and we'd have to go look and see. We may not link up with that again fully, but we're going to have a bigger emergence in that summer, just because of the annual cicadas and then that periodical brood coming out. So really for us, you know, we're going to continue to hear it in the news, I'm sure, because it's pretty easy. You just type in cicada and you get all sorts of news articles. But we're not really going to see anything. It's not really going to affect us, because it's just more affecting some of the eastern states, which they consider in the more of the Midwest. So Illinois, Missouri, Kentucky, that kind of region. And then it's also hitting the southern states. That's where the other brood is hitting. So there is some overlap in there, just due to warm temperatures and how insects move.
Well, and this is cicadas in a huge number, because they're talking cicadas in the trillions.
Yes. Yeah. So it
that would be annoying.
That would be. So luckily, though, the season is fairly... Well, grand scheme of things, we're all going to be annoyed by them. They're all going to be annoyed by them. But generally, the season's fairly short, because they won't emerge out of the soil until it's about 65 degrees, the soil is. And then they'll stay out for a while. They're saying for them, that way, generally by 1st of July is when the periodicals will then start to... their noise will start to slow down. As we know, a lot of times for us around here, it's into August.
Yeah.
But those are more of our annual cicadas that you would hear at that point.
Well, yeah, this is quite a phenomenon in some of the places that do have, you know, the broods, two broods happening mm-hmm. at once. Record numbers, in fact, when they have started popping up, and
yeah.
there have been reports of people calling 911. What is going on?
Yeah, because they're so loud. And also, if you know, and it will be the same for us when ours emerge. These guys are going to be different colored. You know, we're used to seeing more of that army green.
Uh-huh.
Big cicada. Yeah. Those are the annual cicadas. These are going to be more of a dark bluish black. The eyes will stand out a little bit more, and then the wings and the legs will be different colored than the body.
Okay.
So they will look like what we see. They might be a little bit smaller, but the coloration will be different, and that's just due to the species of cicada. So, yeah.
Nature is amazing.
Nature is. So we'll have our time. I do kind of remember 2015 because we got a lot of questions on that when they emerged in, because I was only here for a couple years when that one hit. So here we go. We got some time yet before it's our turn, but that they're seeing a large number of them. Just really not very far from here, but it's just we're far enough removed that it's not going to really affect us.
The stories have begun, though. Cicadas, yes, in large number across portions of these United States. This is In the Garden. He is Travis Carmichael. He is in to answer your questions. Feel free. We encourage you to call 342-5863, 342-KVOE. We're back with more of In the Garden right after this.
The Waters Hardware Greenhouse is full and ready to help you brighten your landscaping. Find an incredible selection of boxwoods, trees, hardy shrubs, clematis, and knockout roses. Find beautiful hanging baskets, bedding plants, and even garden pond plants now in the garden section. You'll find in-store specials and discounts just in time to fill your garden with color. Great gifts, home and lawn improvement, and an extensive selection of rentals all under one roof at Waters Hardware. 2727 West Highway 50 in Emporia.
Professionalism, expertise, and experience. Judy Turner with Farm and Home Real Estate is ready to help you with the spring and summer housing market. Whether it's buying or selling, may your walls know joy, may every room hold laughter, and every window open to great possibility. Let Judy Turner at Farm and Home Real Estate help you find that perfect home and sell your existing home. Contact Judy Turner with Farm and Home Real Estate at 620-344-6165.
The start of the Emporia Farmers Market outdoor season is here. Join them downtown at the Farmers Market lot located at 7th and Merchant from 8 to 10:30. Every Saturday, you'll find great local fruits, vegetables, honey, baked goods, and so much more. The market accepts debit and credit cards, and they can double your spending dollars when you use our EBT card at the market. Come spend some quality time at the Emporia Farmers Market.
We want you to feel good. Tune in for Feel Good Friday.
Making you feel good.
Friday after the local news during the 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. hours on KVOE 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local. In the Garden with K-State Extension horticulturalist Travis Carmichael. KVOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local.
And welcome back to In the Garden here, KVOE live and local, K-State Extension horticulturalist Travis Carmichael, 342-5863, 342-KVOE. And you heard Travis on our airwaves earlier this week on the heels of the wind event, the storm event we had on Sunday night. And tell you what, still a lot of people dealing with tree damage and tree cleanup, brush cleanup now, Travis.
Yeah. Certain parts of town saw it worse than others, definitely. Biggest thing is just be safe. If some stuff's still down yet, be as safe as possible. There's still a lot of cleanup going on. We did see a lot of damage to trees throughout the community, but more so on the southern and eastern part of town than, we did see some here, I think, from here from the studio and in east, but then also really noticed it more on the south side of town on my drives around, just to check things out. So we had quite the wind event. It did not come in that strong to the just directly west of us, because we live directly west of town, and it didn't blow that hard there. It blew, but nothing like it did here in town.
Yeah, at the airport, I think near 80 miles an hour.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
We did have some power outages, portions of town for a while. There was just a small section in South Emporia where the zoo is, where our transmitter locations are, that were out of power Monday until, nearly 3 o'clock in the afternoon before that finally came back on out there. And I was really surprised. We have another transmitter a couple of miles south of town, mm-hmm. out near the Rocky Ford Bridge area.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, that rural power out there always seems to go off.
Yeah.
But our generator out there didn't have to run at all.
Nice.
Yeah, none. No power.
Yeah, our lights flickered and dimmed a few times, and that was about it. So, yeah, we – yeah, very, very good for everyone. I know it just – you know, Emporia is such a densely tree-populated city. It's kind of – you know, and when one tree goes, it you notice it right away.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the damage from that is just – It's amazing what the wind and these storms do, because some master gardeners were talking about this morning, you know, some of the dead trees you would have thought would have blown over are still standing, and the one that you thought was healthy next to it's the one that came down.
Yeah.
So, you know, the wind does weird things. Of course, you never know where those weak spots are. That's why we talk about that so much when we talk about our trees and trying to protect them as best we can.
Yeah, sure.
You know, some of them, they're just prone to it, but, you know, watching for some of those signs that could become a weak spot, because when events like Sunday night happen, we definitely find out where they are for sure, and then it's either, a lot of times it's unfortunate then what happens when they do come down, whether it lands on vehicles or houses, you know, that's when then we start, or power lines, then we start really adding up.
Well, still some cleanup going on from that as we gear up for possibly a stronger storms very early tomorrow morning and again on Saturday afternoon into Saturday evening.
We're
looking at possibly some stronger stuff. Stay tuned. We'll keep you posted. Well, let's talk about mushrooms, Travis.
Yeah, so since we've been seeing some more moisture, we can start to see these be triggered. So regardless of what we're going to talk about, I'm going to tell you right now, regardless of what you may think they are, I am never going to tell you it's okay to eat them. I don't identify mushrooms. In extension, we prefer not to, because one wrong step in identification could take it from edible to poisonous immediately.
Yeah.
So don't bring me mushrooms and expect me to tell you whether they're safe or not. Even if I was to know whether that is the morel or the fake morel, I'm still also not going to tell you that either. So that's our disclaimer with
there
this.
There we go.
So,
that's a fact.
A lot of times with moisture, we'll start to see mushrooms pop up. They might be random throughout the yard, which could just indicate that there was tree or something maybe rotting there that they've been working on, and then with some rain and then humidity, which we've had a fair amount of, it will then cause them to go ahead and decide to fruit. That's when we see the caps pop out of the ground. That's when they're considered fruiting out and sporing. Otherwise, mushrooms are fairly active, but we don't ever see them.
Yeah.
They're just growing. It's a big old mass of root-like hairs in the ground that's called mycelia, and that's what does the actual work of the mushroom, of breaking stuff down. So, you know, like I said, a lot of times we don't know they're there until we get the right conditions. Now, if they start popping up in a particular form, like in a ring, then we may have to start talking about what's going on. So if you are starting to notice a ring in your lawn where it's dark, super dark green, and there's mushroom growth, or now that ring is starting to just die, the grass won't grow and mushrooms are growing, a lot of time that's a fairy ring. And it's fairly common to have that. What happens is as the mushrooms in that area grow, that mycelia gets extremely thick, and then it becomes hydrophobic, which means it doesn't like water. So when it gets extremely thick like that, the water cannot penetrate, so then the grass dies. So if you have areas like that, a lot of times we'll start telling folks to do some core aeration to break that up.
Okay.
The only way to get rid of it would be dig out the soil, and that's a lot of soil removal.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because these rings can be small. They could also be huge. So it can also start small and then continue to just grow, grow, grow. So there's different stages of fairy ring. But so just kind of watch to see if you're starting to have mushroom formation, especially since we're talking some more moisture again. We could really kind of see them pop. I know I've had some show up in my yard, but they're completely random, which then tells me just there's was maybe some roots or something in that location, and they're decaying, and the mushrooms are doing their job, which is breaking it down. The nice thing is as they do break stuff down, they add nitrogen back into the soil, so then your grass or other plants nearby will get a shot of nitrogen as they break that down. So that is a positive as they grow. I mean, they have their...
Yeah.
They have their job as well. But so just kind of keep that in mind. Of course, if you got questions, if you're worried it is fairy ring, give me a call. I can come out and take a look at it, and we can, okay. can go from there. But just know we got the right conditions. You may have already been seeing it, but just see what it is before you jump to conclusions and go from there.
There are so many varieties of mushrooms that are out there. It's just incredible,
yes,
isn't it?
It is. And some of them have weird names and do weird things. And some of them stink really bad. And some of them just, they look all right. But yeah, no, I'm never going to tell anyone it's okay to eat any of them. You know, unless you bought something from a reputable source and you were growing them in the correct environment, you could do that. But if they're just randomly growing throughout the yard, no. Most of the time, if you were to try to ingest it, it's going to cause a real bad tummy ache, a lot of vomiting and diarrhea. So,
and of course, think about mushrooms around here. People, there's a lot of morel mushroom hunters.
There are.
That do that.
And you gotta
they are
know,
very good. Yeah.
They are very good, and you got to just know exactly what you're looking at. So... Because there are some fake ones out there, too.
And people are very touchy and sensitive about relaying where they found their morel mushrooms.
Yes. That's like it's like finding the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, Ron. So,
Travis Carmichael in the garden, 342-5863, 342-KVOE with any questions. Or if you want to tell us where to find some good morels, you can let us know, too, 342-5863. Hey, we're back with more of In the Garden right after this.
The start of the Emporia Farmers Market outdoor season is here. Join them downtown at the Farmers Market lot located at 7th and Merchant from 8 to 10:30. Every Saturday, you'll find great local fruits, vegetables, honey, baked goods, and so much more. The market accepts debit and credit cards, and they can double your spending dollars when you use our EBT card at the market. Come spend some quality time at the Emporia Farmers Market.
The Waters Hardware Greenhouse is full and ready to help you brighten your landscaping. Find an incredible selection of boxwoods, trees, hardy shrubs, clematis, and knockout roses. Find beautiful hanging baskets, bedding plants, and even garden pond plants now in the garden section. You'll find in-store specials and discounts just in time to fill your garden with color. Great gifts, home and lawn improvement, and an extensive selection of rentals all under one roof at Waters Hardware. 2727 West Highway 50 in Emporia.
Professionalism, expertise, and experience. Judy Turner with Farm and Home Real Estate is ready to help you with the spring and summer housing market. Whether it's buying or selling, may your walls know joy, may every room hold laughter, and every window open to great possibility. Let Judy Turner at Farm and Home Real Estate help you find that perfect home and sell your existing home. Contact Judy Turner with Farm and Home Real Estate at 620-344-6165.
Proud to be a part of Emporia, the founding city of Veterans Day.
To all veterans of the United States of America.
14 KVOE, 96.9 FM.
America thanks you for your service.
Live and local. In the Garden with K-State Extension horticulturalist Travis Carmichael. KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local.
And welcome back to In the Garden with K-State Extension horticulturalist Travis Carmichael. Ron Thomas hosting today. 342 5863-342-KVOE if you have any questions or comments for Travis here on a Thursday morning. Travis is in every week at this time at KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. Onions, where are we at? I know that the farmers market, a lot of onions from producers here in the area.
Probably more of the green onions.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about slicers.
Ooh, there we go.
So, yeah, green onions are now starting to come in. So if you're liking those, that we're kind of in season for that. But we're going to talk more, as I mentioned, more of the slicing ones. So these are ones, you know, people are wanting to get decent size to use that way. So now we're going to start to see bulb formation from here on out, and it's going to go fairly quickly, especially with the moisture we've had in in the weather. So it is okay as the bulbs start to form, especially with our more clay-based soil, to go out and to help them along a little bit and remove some of the soil away from the bulb of the onion. It is okay if about two-thirds of that bulb is out of the ground. That's okay. So don't go back out and cover it back up, because that ends up restricting the growth, especially with our tight soils. If we get a good rain and that compacts down, then that will kind of stop that growth outward, and then the plant just might decide it's going to tell you it's done. And I'll talk about that indication here in a second. So it's okay if you go ahead and do that. And then, of course, if we end up in dry spells, keep them watered, because they need the water to continue to put on that growth. You can also give them a shot of fertilizer to help them along. Basically, we're looking at more of a nitrogen-based fertilizer. So if you can, anything that just is nitrogen only, something like ammonium sulfate, which is a 2100, if you can find that, you're going to look at, for that, about a half a cup per 10 foot of row. If you got a hold of some urea, which is 4600, I'd do a fourth of a cup of that, or anything that's on the shelf, as long as nitrogen, that first number, is the highest and everything else is extremely low, then kind of follow the rates on the bag. But I wouldn't do more than like a third of a cup per 10 foot of row, and give them and help them kind of continue to grow. Now, they will eventually tell you when the onions are done and ready to be pulled. So a little bit above the onion, kind of in that neck region, they'll go ahead and the leaves will just kind of bend over and flop. When that happens, that means they're done. They're not they're not going to pull in any more moisture or energy from the sunlight to continue to store in that bulb. They've kind of just said, we're done. So just watch for that. That's the indication it's time to start pulling. Some may do that at random times than others. It's not, you know, going to be something the whole crop does at once. But when they do, then you'll want to go out and start pulling, because the longer they sit, then you run into the likelihood of that bulb sunburning. And we don't want to do that, because then you have to peel those layers off, because they're really not going to be the best then for storage. But, or just in general, it's going to, you know, it will reduce the storage of the onion, because we don't want to peel too many layers off, because then that also reduces how long it stays on the shelf for you. So just kind of keep all that in mind. But right now we're in the kind of the thick of making sure they stayed watered and giving them a shot of fertilizer and keeping that soil away from that bulb, so they can go ahead and expand, so you can have a nice slicer at the end of their season.
So how long can you keep them, like, basically when they start bulbing out and you're taking making sure they're not totally covered with dirt, how long is that process then before it's normally time to pull them?
You know, that's a real good question, Ron. I would say a few weeks.
Okay.
You know, and it could even go a little bit longer than that. It really depends on the variety. It also depends how well they're growing and our temperatures. You know, the weather plays such a big part of that. Sure. If we don't, you know, we've had a few hot days, but if we kind of stay where we're at, it might be longer than it would be if we start hitting 90 degrees tomorrow.
Yes, yeah.
So, you know, we're going to have to kind of play that by ear. It could be a couple weeks. It could be a month. It just have to kind of let the summer start to play out. So just, yeah, it's going to be something you're going to have to kind of play around with and just see. But a lot of times it's going to be later in June, July, when we're going to be talking about pulling those onions.
So any popular varieties that do better here than elsewhere?
I would, you know, to be honest, I haven't looked at a general variety list for a long time on onions to be able to give you a good answer on that.
But there are probably a number of varieties that
yes, are there grown is here. A number of varieties that are grown here. And when we talk about varieties on onions, we're talking about buying live plants when you go to the store.
Okay.
This is not onion sets. Those are just kind of everything mishmashed together. Generally, we tend to try to grow onion sets more for green onions, mm-hmm. which is available now. You can get them to give you a nice bulb and to get that slicer, but generally most folks are after varietied ones for that because they want sweet onions or they want a specific red onion because of the flavor and texture. So, but I'd have to go look at the list to get you a good idea of variety names.
Well, a program down the road.
There you go. Yes.
Onion varieties. Yeah, we can look into that. And if you grow onions, down the road, feel free to call us and tell us what you like and what does well.
Yeah.
Here, we'd love to hear that. Travis, always great information. Cicadas, mushrooms, and onions are topics today. And you can, of course, access our program at kvoecut.com. And again, garden tour. Again, date is just about here, just a couple of weeks.
Yes, June 8th from 8 a.m. to noon, rain or shine.
Yes.
We'll throw that out there with the weather. Tickets are $5, available now at the Lyon County Extension Office or through any Lyon County Extension Master Gardener.
And the proceeds go to?
The Lyon County Extension Master Gardener Program for any of our programming and projects we do throughout the entire year.
That is a great cause, and they've got his... Travis mentioned a super lineup that you will be really impressed with. So make sure you save the date, June the 8th. And we'll be talking more about that before that date is here. Well, thanks again, Travis.
You're welcome. No problem, Ron.
And Travis Carmichael in with In the Garden, brought to you by Waters Hardware. Don't have what you need for that big job? Waters has it in their extensive rental department, 2727 West Highway 50. Judy Turner with Farm and Home Real Estate. For all of your real estate needs, buying or selling, contact Judy Turner, Farm and Home Real Estate, 344-6165. And by the Emporia Farmers Market, featuring the best of homegrown, homemade, and handmade since 1982. We're back next Thursday with another edition of In the Garden here on KVOE Live and Local.
96.9 FM, K245 BQ Emporia, AM 1400 KVOE Emporia.